is a way maker, Jesus. He's a way maker. One day he made a way for me. Oh, when my life was dark and drear, Jesus came and answered my prayer. One day made a way for me. I know my Jesus. He's a way maker, Jesus. He's a way maker, Jesus. He's a way maker. One day he made a way for me. Oh, when my life was dark and drear, Jesus came, answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Aren't you glad that he did? I know my Jesus is a way maker, Jesus. Is a way maker, Jesus. Is a way maker. One day he made a way for me. Oh, when my life was dark and drear, Jesus came, answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Now one day the sun refused to shine down in this simple life of mine. I prayed both night and day that Jesus would make a way. Then he heard my humble prayer. Oh, aren't you glad that he did, church? I want you to sing with all your heart. Oh, our Jesus, he's a way maker, Jesus. He's a way maker, Jesus. He's a way maker. One day made a way for me. When my life was dark and drear, Jesus came, answered my prayer. One day he made a way for me. Oh, how many of you know that ain't nothing but the truth? One day he made a way for you, and he's still making the way for you today. Are you glad about it? It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Aren't you glad to see the rain? We just appreciate the Lord being mindful of a lot of sad situations around our area, the state of Tennessee, not only our state, but other states. And I pray they reap the benefit of this rain. I really do. A lot of people put their lives on the line. A lot of people, several people lost their lives during this. Well, we're living in a troubled world. But aren't you glad in a troubled world that Jesus Christ is your resolve? Aren't you glad he's your hope? Aren't you glad he's your stay? Aren't you glad he can calm you when you want to get real nervous and uptight and you just don't know what to do? There's a calmness about serving the Lord. Knowing this, that whatever happens, it didn't catch him by surprise. He knows it all, doesn't he? Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. You love him with all your heart. Praise the Lord. Now turn around and shake somebody's hand. Give them a fist bump or something. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord tonight. What a privilege it is. I know my Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way for me. Oh, when my life was dark and drear, Jesus came and answered my prayer. One day he made a way. One more time. Oh, and Jesus is a way maker, Jesus. Is a way maker, Jesus. Is a way maker. One day he made a way for me. Oh, when my life was dark and drear, Jesus came, answered my prayer. One day he made a way. say praise the Lord. Amen. We'll let you be seated for a bit tonight while we look at our prayer requests. Brother Wes, if you would get ready to lead us in prayer tonight. I want to pray for Courtney Babb not feeling well tonight. Let's just pray that the Lord would touch her. I want to pray for Brother Keith Strader from West Virginia who has a virus. Let's pray for his need tonight. Also, want to give praise to the Lord for his dad. He's doing a lot better, and they want to say thank you for praying. We just praise the Lord for that, don't we? Amen. Sister Linda Jablonsik asked for prayer for her mother, Sister Joanne Tessa, who is in the hospital in Maryland with pneumonia again. I also pray for traveling mercy for Sister Linda and Brother Eddie as they travel there. So let's just pray that all would be well in that situation tonight. Have an unspoken prayer request for a sister in Australia. Well, the Lord certainly knows all about those needs. We'll just commit that need unto the Lord tonight. We won't go into a lot of details about it, but we just say that God is certainly able to meet her need, and we'll just believe the Lord on her behalf. Thanking the Lord for a good report for Brother Buddy Gibby. Reports came back. He has no cancer, and they want to praise the Lord for that tonight. So somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Victoria Thomas from Georgia called to request prayer for a woman by the name of Doris Lord. She's been diagnosed with congestive heart failure and other health complications. She is currently under hospice care, but is doing better. Please continue to be in prayer for Sister Victoria Thomas as well. She has several health issues, and the doctors are still trying to determine the cause of her problems. So let's remember her tonight as we pray. Saints of God, some of you may know that my husband Mike is under hospice care at this time. We would like to thank each of you who have been lifting him up in prayer. We ask that you continue to pray for my family as we get through this difficult journey. Thank you, and may God bless. Sister Irene Pierce sends that need in tonight, that request, so we just continue to remember those folks in prayer. Sister Ruth Ann Carter says to please pray for Sherry Reynolds. She had surgery, and she had to go back to the doctor. A lot of complications due to the incision that was made, and they think maybe that because of this, she had received damage to her heart, so they're asking that we would remember that person tonight, Sherry Reynolds, in prayer that the Lord would be mindful of her need. I want to pray for Brother Bert Gravely. God give him strength. He's still struggling with the loss of Sister Pat, his daughter. So let's just continue to remember those folks in prayer that the Lord would be mindful of them, give them comfort during this time. Brother Gene Terrell says to please continue to remember Brother Bud Davis in prayer as his back is still giving him much pain. So we certainly want to pray for that need tonight. Brother Bud, just a precious brother, and we just appreciate the Davis family. So let's remember them tonight as we pray. Brother Gene sends his testimony, and recently I could not walk up the hill to my house for shortness of breath. I've been diagnosed with congestive heart failure, so I took a stress test and failed. Then this Monday I was to have a catheterization procedure for my heart blockage and aorta valve leakage. But the results are no blockage, and the valve is perfect, and he wants to say thank you, precious Lord. Brother Gene, God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Well, we're just serving an awesome God's all I know. That's all I know to say. He's just absolutely awesome tonight. You love him with all your heart. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about, just pray for those that are traveling, those that are not with us in service tonight due to different circumstances, the Lord would be with them. Could we stand tonight? Brother West, God bless you. We appreciate this guy right here, don't we? Amen, buddy. God bless you. Appreciate you, Brother West.
There's one more request. My son, Daniel, is suffering with a kidney stone right now. And he had to go to the emergency room earlier today, and he's been at home all day. And if you all would pray that he pass that thing and get through this really quick, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you so much. First of all, we just want to thank you for your great mercy, Lord. It's been such a drought, such a dry time, Lord, just terrible drought, and so many people have been been in danger, and so many people have lost everything they've got, Lord, to these fires. And we can't thank you enough for sending the rain, Lord, to wet everything down and make your people safe and to lift the stress and the burden off the land, Lord. We thank you so much. It's such a blessing. Lord, it meant so much to us to see that rain falling today. It was just, Lord, it was just such a relief. Lord, your kindness just overwhelms us, Lord. Lord, for those who did lose everything, Father, I just ask that you have mercy on them. I ask that you help them, Lord, and that you comfort them at this time and reveal yourself to them somehow, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for everything you're doing. Lord, for these prayer requests, there's so many sick, battling sickness and pain and people facing loss, Lord, and hard times. And everything just changes so much, you just never know what the next day will bring. When you wake up, Father, and you put your feet on the floor, Lord, you just don't know what the day might hold in store. But one thing's for sure, you never change. Lord, every time we come here, we're witnesses to the fact that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change. You're solid. You're the rock. You're everything to us, Lord. We're here, Father, tonight to worship you and to lift you up, to believe for our brothers and sisters who put in these requests, to believe with them, to make a plea, Lord, that's not going to fall on deaf ears, but it's going to fall on the ears of our loving Father. Lord, we know that you're mindful of each and every one of them, and we can trust you, Lord, to work through each and every one of these with the faith that you've given us. Lord, we put that together tonight, Lord. All the licks of fire coming together at your feet tonight to worship you, to love you, to adore you, to, Lord, to hear what you've got to say to us through your servant who's been preparing and studying. Lord, we just look forward to it so much. It's just such a relief, just like the rain was today. It's a relief to walk through the doors, Lord, and just relax and know that the truth is about to come forward and that we're about to hear something that's going to heal us. It's going to strengthen us. It's going to give us hope. Give us faith. Give us victory, Lord. We know that we can count on that every time we walk through the door. Lord, we just thank you so much. I mean, we're such a blessed people, Father. We're just so blessed. Lord, don't ever let us grow cold or forgetful. And let us never not be mindful of the fact that you love us so much that you bring us your truth to help us through, Lord, until the very end. We're looking forward to that day when we can have that feast together, that wedding supper, and we can all be together, and all this will be behind us, Lord. The darkness and the sin and all the bad things will be behind us, and it'll just be you and your glory for eternity, Lord. Thank you so much for another opportunity to worship you and to lift you up, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Ushers, you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're a visitor here tonight with us in the service, we want to take this opportunity to welcome you. Glad to have you here. Those that are streaming, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well tonight. Let's sing an old, old song, but it's a good old song. It says, I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. How about you? I ain't trading. Booger man ain't got nothing I want. I'm glad I got rid of him. I hope he's glad he got rid of me. I want to be that kind of Christian, don't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Glory. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. Oh, he's offered everything. He's got a name, all the wealth I want. Worldly fame, if I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything. That's got a name, all the wealth I nothing for my journey now. I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. Had a lot of heartache, then a lot of grief and woe. Oh, and when I would stumble, then I would humble down.
my journey now. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything, the sky name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold can never buy His love from above. Oh, when my soul needs healing, I begin to feel in His power. I could say thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. The truth. Can you say amen? That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Let's just sing a little chorus tonight. God is good all the time. Can we sing your song tonight? Why don't you? You know the verses to it, don't you? Won't you just come up here and help me? Is it on the screen? I can't see the screen from here. God is good all the time. He placed her in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. He placed a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time.
Good. Now let's sing the second verse, if you will. We were sinners, yet so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand, testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they
the truth. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Thank you for singing so good. Musicians, you've done a fine job tonight. Thank you. You appreciate these guys and gals up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just appreciate Him so very, very much. Brother Fred Perry, he's got a song. Sister Rebecca Horniak, she's got a song. Sister Rebecca, if you'll come on to the platform. Brother Fred, if you'll come on, give us a song. Sister Rebecca, if you'll come on to the platform, be getting ready to sing. Give our singers a nice hand tonight as they sing for you.
You love the Lord tonight?
I wrote this song about 10 years ago. I haven't sung it here. I've been wanting to for a very long time. This is the 10th year. It's the anniversary of this song. If you're looking for perfection, I'm not a perfectionist, but I know one who is. And that's my God. Now the Lamb left the throne and took the book. When He broke the seals, the prophet looked. The book was open so we could see the redemption plan that saves a man. Oh, the seven seals have been revealed. Oh, the seven seals have been revealed. Jesus gave us a seventh star, and now we know what the mysteries are. For the seven seals have been revealed. Now the prophecy came in 63 in a mystery cloud that they could see. Then the prophet came and preached to me. Those seven seals were now revealed. Oh, the seven seals have been revealed. Oh, the seven seals have been revealed. For Jesus gave us a seventh star, and now we know what the mysteries are. For the seven seals have been revealed. Now the world can't see what He gave to me, the completed plan on where I stand. Oh, grace they've spurned will see. For God put his picture in Life's magazine. Oh, the seven seals have been revealed. Oh, the seven seals have been revealed. For Jesus gave us a seventh star. Now we know what the mysteries are. For the seven seals have been revealed. For Jesus gave us a seventh star. Now we know what the mysteries are. For the seven seals have been revealed.
Grace that taught my heart Amen. 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 When it comes down to it, that's the only thing that's going to get us through. Amazing grace. Amen. Amen. We can do a lot of things. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what we've been hearing about predestination, and there's two classes of people that hate the word that's coming forth. Two. Real legal people. Because they're the ones that are doing it all. They don't want God to do nothing with it. Uh-huh. Right? And then you got the real liberal people that say, oh, I'm predestinated. We got to find that middle of the road. Amen. I didn't come here to preach that. What's wrong with you? God bless you. If you would turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. We're going to look at verses 1 through 3, and I'll have you be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we certainly love you, Lord. We're so amazed, Father, daily, Father, how blessed we are. How much, Lord Jesus, you must really love us. How much you must really care for us, Lord. Lord Jesus, as we come before your people, Lord, I need you to help me to get out of the way. Lord, calm my nerves, Lord Jesus, and just step in behind me, Lord Jesus. Lord, not only my nerves, Lord Jesus, but the people, Father. We just pray that your soothing presence would come down, Father, and just help us to get out of the way, Lord. Lord Jesus, I've studied, I've looked, Lord, but I'm not bound by notes, Lord Jesus. I pray your Holy Spirit would just move, Father. Each person, Lord Jesus, in this building represents a need, Father. And you're more than willing. And not only more than willing, Lord, but you want to meet each and every need, Father. And with a crowd this side, Lord, it looks impossible. But Lord Jesus, nothing is impossible with you. I pray that you would just help us anoint this service, Father God. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation and will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. May the Lord add his blessings to his word. You may be seated. We're going to, Lord willing, we're going to try and look at something, and I've got to watch the time. I preach once on Sunday, so I tend to go a little bit long, but don't worry. Hey, don't worry about it. We're just going to let the Holy Ghost lead us, and he'll cut out what he needs to cut out, and we'll get what we need to get, and we'll get home on time. So, I've been wrestling with a thought here, and I didn't know where to start, and the Lord just kind of laid this on my heart. I preached some of this, I guess 2 weeks ago. But we're looking at Abram, and I wanted to open with this scripture to kind of put him in his where he is right now. Now, we know that he was in Ur, and God called him to separate himself, and he brought his daddy and his nephew along with him. And so he had received the promise, okay? He hadn't received the name change, but he had received the promise, okay? And so he was on the way to something. He was going somewhere. Now, he hadn't accomplished much at this point. He just started out, okay? So, So here he is, he's stepped out, and he's He's accepted the promise, but he's not really accepted the promise, because you can't accept the whole promise without accepting the whole word. Now let me say that again, because that's important. You can't accept the whole promise without accepting the whole word. You got to take it all. It's not a spiritual buffet. You got to take it all. Okay? So Abram, he's starting out and he's walking in this direction. Now he's got an end point. He's got a goal. God calls him the father of nations. He said, among you all the nations will be blessed. You're going to be the father of nations. I'm going to start something in you. I'm going to begin a good work in you. So Abram's just got saved. Okay? He's just got saved. Now, I'm not going to, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through all the things that he went through, but he's been saved, and at some point he gets his name changed, right? And it takes him going down to Egypt twice and lying and getting into trouble, and it takes him all these different things, and we're all familiar with the story, but as he's walking, as he's going and trying to get to the place that God has sent him to and started him out for, he's made a lot of mistakes, and he's grown up.
Amen.
He's grown up. He's saying, God, at first I believe that you wanted to make me a father of nations. But I didn't believe you were serious about all that other stuff. And he started walking. And he learned that God was serious about everything that he said. Separate yourself. Listen to me. Obey me. Do what I ask you to do. He's starting to understand exactly what God had wanted him to do. So he's moving from salvation to sanctification, justification. He's starting to add these things to him. Now we're going to skip ahead to Genesis 27. Keep your Bibles with me. I read a lot out of the Bible, so.
That's good. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I'm sorry, it's not Genesis 27. Genesis 22. So, all these years, Abram, and he's changed his name to Abraham. All these years, he's been testifying, right?
Right.
He's testifying, saying, I'm the father of nations. I've even changed my name to be the father of nations.
Amen.
I've got a testimony that I'm a father of nations.
Right.
We've got a testimony that we're the bride.
Right?
Right? And he's walking that way, and he's testifying of this.
Right?
Okay? Everybody knows that he's not just Abram anymore, he's Abraham. And it comes to fruition. He has a son. The promised son. Starting to happen. And I believe that the word coming forth right now, things are starting to happen in our lives. Revelation upon revelation. Brother Donnie's been preaching on the Rhema. It's starting to drop down. We're starting to understand a little bit of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing and how we fit in this great big puzzle of God. And so it's starting to happen for us. We're starting to testify. We're starting to be able to say, hey, I'm the bride. I'm the one that was in the back part of his mind. I'm the one who he thought of. That's me. I'm And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. So he's attentive too. It wasn't like a hesitation. It wasn't, he didn't have to do great things, but he said, Abraham, and Abraham responded. So he's in the mind of the Lord. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him up him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Wait a minute. Here's the manifestation of his testimony. Isaac is the manifestation of his testimony. That's what he testified of for so many years. He said, I am the father of nations. And for years, he had to wait 25 years before this even happened. And now it's manifested. And he's lived in that glory for a little while. He's got 13 years or so. Right? He knows exactly. He says, my testimony is manifested before you. Here it is. And we're starting to see the things, the attributes of God starting to be added to us. We're starting to see this stuff happen in our lives. We're seeing testimonies. We're seeing things that the things that we kind of wavered on before, we're starting to establish ourselves a little more. And now God says, you know that testimony you've been so proud of? You know that thing you've been so proud of? Let's go take it on the mountain. We're going to sacrifice. Whoa, wait a minute. Now God, I've trusted you a long time. Right? I've been through thick and thin with you, God. But this is what your trials do for you. This is what your hard times do for you. Let's read on a little bit. So God is giving him instruction about how to he's testing his testimony. He is testing his testimony. Because he's not the father of nations quite yet. But he's got a real good start on it. But he's not. He's right there. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. Whoa. I don't know about you, but when I dread something that I know I've got to do in the day, I kind of pull the covers up. Right? You know you got to face something that day and you're like, oh, it's coming. Abraham, break of dawn, boom, he pops out of bed. Trials. He said, I've been through this with you, God, time and time again. I tried to help you out. It didn't turn out so good for me. I got in bad situations and you got me out of them. So if you're telling me that I've got to test my testimony, good morning. Good morning. I'm fixing to see you move one more time. Hallelujah. Part of the manifestation of this bride is going to be able to face things head on.
Amen.
We're going to be able to pop out of our beds, as it were. Say, devil, what do you got for me? How are you going to test this testimony? And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. He headed straight out. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
He's still being led from God. He didn't get frustrated with God and said, I can't believe we're going through this again, God.
Glory.
Amen. Come on.
Oh boy, I don't want to face this, God. You're a good God. You know I love you. I'm your bride. You've been telling me that. I'm the father of nations. Let's just skip all this. Let's just step right over this, God. You know, we're close enough. We're close enough to home. let's just skip this stuff, God. Mm-mm. He said, let's go.
Amen.
Let's go. I want to see your glory.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire that was in his hand and a knife, and they both of them together. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Amen.
Oh my. Abraham, just doing what God told him to do. Press on. Press on. This is not an age, brothers and sisters, to dread serving God.
Amen.
This is not a time to say, oh God, I just don't know how I can do it.
Come on now.
Oh God, how am I gonna face this thing? Oh God, it seems so heavy. It seems so hard.
Mm-mm.
He went to the mountain for a sacrifice. He didn't know how it was going to work out. He didn't know how God was going to put all the pieces in place. He had a lot of wondering in his mind. He was human. But he'd been through enough to know. He'd been through enough to know that God was going to fill in the blanks.
Amen.
He was going to take God at His word.
Amen.
He was going to say, all right, God, you said I was going to be the father of nation right here. I'm standing in front of the manifestation of my testimony is right in front of me. And you're telling me to go up to the mountain and kill it. How's that going to work? I don't know. But I trust you. But I trust you. I know it's going to work out. God does not get angry if you wonder in your mind. He knows we're human. He knows we've got this flesh on us still. When He gets upset with us is when we delay and we worry. We've got a negative attitude. We have this why me thing going on. Hey, I know I'm not the only one guilty of that. We all go through things. We all have to face things. And it's okay to wonder, okay, God, what are you doing? But He don't like to have that negativity.
Amen.
No doubt.
Yes.
It's okay to wonder, but don't. It's not fair. God, I don't see Brother Terry going through nothing like this. You better watch it. All that is an invitation to get the heat turned up. That's all it is. You might as well say, God, lay it on me. Mm-mm. Nothing for this fat boy. Mm-mm. I ain't doing that no more.
Amen.
And Abraham said, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
Amen.
So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son. Laid him on the altar upon the wood. I skipped a verse here. Verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He had all the ingredients for a sacrifice with him. Isaac didn't. He was like, I was still missing something. But he had all the ingredients. He went up the mountain with all the ingredients. And he knew to fulfill the promise. To fulfill the promise. Let me say that again real slow. He knew to fulfill the promise, him and the lad would come back. His testimony was, I will be the father of nations. God changed my name from Abram to Miss Jesus Christ. He changed. He went through all that trouble to change my name.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. God has gone through all that trouble to change you, to move you, to take you from a rotten wretch. Change your attitude. Change your name to Miss Jesus Christ. So it don't matter how many times your testimony is tested or what you're going to go through, you're going up the mountain and you're coming back down the mountain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It means something to me.
Yes, sir.
Because life isn't always easy. There's times where this old flesh wants to string somebody up. And my testimony's tested. This is just Brother John. I'm going to be honest with you. I've got issues. And y'all do too. Because if you didn't, we'd be raptured by now. So our testimonies are tested. They're tested. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. But I want to get you, boy.
Think about it.
We go up the mountain. We're going to come back down the mountain. Amen. Let's turn. We're going to look at one more little bit, and then we're going to go into something else. Let's go to Acts chapter 23. You know, Brother Branham, and I've got quotes here, but Brother Branham, he talks about that this is, thus saith the Lord. 100% thus saith the Lord. It don't fail. It's not sure. And sometimes I think we forget that that's thus saith the Lord. It becomes a book sometimes. It just, you read it and you see the promises in there. But it's hard to grasp. It's hard to embrace sometimes because it's become so common to us. But that's thus saith the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
It's good for whatever ails you.
Amen.
Acts 23, verse 11. In the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome.
Amen.
My Bible's red letter.
Yeah.
That's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, you testified me of me in Jerusalem. Now you're going to Rome.
Amen.
Now, let's turn to Acts 27:41. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forefoot part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. Amen. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. I should probably tell you that this was 2 years after that prophecy. 2 years. He went through a lot in those 2 years. Bondage of time. You talk about the bondage of time. 2 years. And he was in prison the whole time. He was in captivity. They bound him up. And they every now and then they drag him out. And he'd have to testify. He'd have to testify. And then they'd drag him back. Have you ever been through one of those trials? Just doesn't seem like it ends. God, you promised me that this was going to happen. That was going to happen. I feel it in my heart. You said I would be healed. Your word says that I could be healed. Your word said that I don't have to live with this oppression. This depression, this or that. That's what your word says. Amen. And you told me to take you at your word.
Amen.
That's what you told me to do.
Amen.
And here I am with this thing on me. Still.
Yes.
Still. The doctors say it's no good. I don't feel any good. And it's not only illness, but we go through a lot of things that seem like they just press on and on and on.
Yes.
2 years. Then he finally gets released to go to Rome. He's like, God, you're so good. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I'm serving you.
Amen.
Then he gets stuck in the sand and the boat breaks apart. And he hears the soldiers whispering, we can't let them all get away. Let's just kill them. Let's take care of this. Paul testified. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to Rome. Don't look like Rome to me. You're still on a boat, buddy.
Think about it.
You're still in the midst of this trial. You're still right in the middle of this thing. Don't look like Rome to me.
Yes, sir.
But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they, which could swim, could cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. So God has made a way. God has made a way. Paul already told them, we're not going to lose anybody. He said, we're not going to lose anybody. And he softened the centurion's heart. These guys were killers, man. They didn't care. Let's kill them. They're prisoners. They're worthless. Right? That's what the devil says about you. That's exactly what he says about you. Why are you even fooling with this guy? He's worthless. Let's get rid of him. That's what he wants to do. He wishes to sift us like wheat.
Amen. Yes.
Let's go down to chapter 28. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called, I want to say Malta, but it's not. It was an island. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received every one of us because of the present rain and because of the cold. So God gives Paul some relief. He's got some friendly people there. He said they showed us no little kindness. They welcomed us in, built us a fire. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Anybody been snake bit? I'm not talking literally.
Yeah.
Been snake bit?
Yeah.
Been snake bit?
Yeah.
You have trouble?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have trials? Have your flesh get over. Been snake bit. Paul was doing a service. He's putting more wood on the fire. He was doing a service to his brothers and sisters. Got a snake bit. He wasn't looking for trouble. Don't come crying to me if you're looking for trouble and you get snake bit. You can ask my children. Don't come crying to me. If you go out and you find your big brother and punch him in the head, don't come crying to me if he punches you back. You give a little, sometimes you get a lot. You better be careful. I know that's a little unconventional these days, but that's the way I am. But here they are. Paul is doing a service.
Amen.
And he gets snake bit.
Right.
His good was evil spoken of.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And he gets snake bit.
Think about it. Yes,
and he shook the beast into the fire and felt no harm. He did not reach up for the engine team. He didn't defend himself. He just said, nah. I'm not putting up with it. I'm not going to acknowledge. I am not going to take my time to acknowledge the devil. We spend, as Christians, too much time praising the devil. Ooh. Ouch! We spend too much time giving the devil glory for what he's done to us. Too much time. That's just like Brother Branham talked about reaching for the engine team. You're going to feel the effects of the burn the minute you acknowledge that burn. And so, when the devil gets you, like I said, you're not looking for him. But we all have that punch.
Yeah.
We've all got that thing. Yours is different than mine, maybe. But we've all got it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
There's nothing. What? Why did the devil descend away from God? Why? What is God? Object of worship. Right? So when you worship something, you're acknowledging it, right? So the whole purpose of the devil, whew, is to get you to acknowledge him and worship Him.
Oh my. Preach, brother.
That is His whole goal. I know this sounds funny, but if you think about it, it's 100% true. That's what He wants to do. He wants worshipers. He wants followers. So if He can get you to acknowledge Him, go around and like Brother Jewel says, say, wowsy, wowsy, woo. Look where I'm at. Oh. And He can get that playing over and over in your mind. He's accomplished His task. He's done what He came to do. I'm getting to the point, by God's grace, I'm not acknowledging Him anymore. I understand the grace of God. That is the thing that's lacking the most in the church, I believe. Within my heart, that's what I think. They don't understand the grace of God. The grace of God is not loose living. But the grace of God is not law. The grace of God is an understanding that God is trying to protect us from ourselves. That's all it is. It's not do's and don'ts. Don't you do this. Don't you do that. I'm not a mean dad because I tell my kids not to touch the hot stove. I'm trying to prevent them from harm. So holiness is to prevent us from harm. Don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't go around feeling defeated because you want so bad to trim your hair or wear long dresses or wear short dresses, I guess. That's what I meant.
Yeah, come on.
Watch your language or turn your head. That's the grace of God.
Amen.
What do we talk about at the beginning of the service? Amazing grace.
Amen.
That's what's going to see us through.
Amen.
It's not hard to live this way if you know that it's just God's grace that's keeping you. When it's God's grace keeping you, you can start to understand that He's just sheltering you. He's keeping you. He's preventing you from your own ruin, from snake bites. Paul was going to Rome. He got snake bit. Shook it off in the fire.
Amen. Well said.
Amazing grace. I'm going to Rome.
I'm going. Amen.
I'm hoping that you can make that connection. He was going to Rome. He got snake bit. The heathen said, hey, watch him drop dead. He's going to drop dead because he got snake bit. His testimony was being tested. He said, I'm going to Rome. And he got snake bit. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond. I'm going somewhere. Somewhere.
Amen.
Brother John, do you get snake bit? I guess I do. I just shake them off in the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what he called us to do?
Amen.
Shake them off in the fire. We don't need to sit there and beat ourselves up over our mistakes and our faults and our failures because it's not getting us anywhere.
Amen.
Well, all we're doing is worshiping the devil.
Amen.
That's all we're doing. And the Lord and the devil wants nothing more than for you to give him praise. That's the whole reason he came all the way down and separated himself from God. We make mistakes, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying, well, there he is, that loose living. No. No. I'm saying, understand that you're going to get bit. But don't acknowledge. You get up and you move on. You get up and you move on. Does nobody any good to sit and sulk over your past, over your sins, over your faults, over your mistakes? I'm kind of a simple-minded guy. I can think on one thing at a time. My wife, she can multitask with that thing up there, but once I get something in my mind, I got to think on it all the way through. I'm going to a place. I ain't got time for distractions. My mind does not function that way. So the more the devil can throw at you, the more he can give you, the more he can say, oh, look at you. Shame, shame. You got snake bit. How are you going to make it? How are you going to make it? You ain't even got the Holy Ghost. How are you going to do it? I've seen you do this or that. How are you going to make it? How do you call yourself the bride? You get your mind going in that direction, and you'll wrestle with something for months and months and months. And all you're doing is delaying Rome. You're going to Rome. It's been prophesied. You're going to Rome. Paul was going to Rome. In spite of the snake bite, going to Rome. But our testimony is going to be tested. It's going to happen. But if we spend so much time, speaking of time, we spend so much time sulking and taking everything that the devil throws at us, acknowledging it, beating ourselves up over it, it's not doing us any good. No good. Young people, I've seen it over and over and over again. You're young. You don't have Abraham's experience yet. Your experience, you just started out in salvation. You're getting that change. Young Christians, you're starting to go through some trials, some things. And you get snake bit. Like, oh, God. I was doing so good. No, you wasn't. God was doing it in you. You were going to Rome. Don't sit there with that snake. Shake it off in the fire and move on. He wants us to move on. We're trying to put this thing on. We're trying to get this body change. Before we can get the body change, we got to get our minds right. My amen. Let's turn to, this is my, probably my favorite scripture. Let's turn to Isaiah 43. When I get snake bit, this is where I go. You might have somewhere else, but this is where I go.
Read your brother John. Amen. Come on.
But now,
Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O John. And he that formed thee, O John. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
I like that.
Amen. Thou art mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's it.
You're going to Rome, Big John.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're going to Rome.
Amen.
You're mine. You've got to read your name into it. Every time I read that scripture, I make a mental note. I'm reading my name in that scripture. I created you. I called you by your name. You're mine. You're mine. But God, I've just been snake-bitten. You're mine.
Amen.
God, I make so many mistakes. You're mine.
Amen.
You're going to Rome.
Amen.
You went up the mountain. You're coming down the mountain.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right.
When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee.
Amen.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Amen.
Oh my.
Praise the Lord. Good preaching.
Amen.
What a scripture.
When you go through the people, the waters, don't worry about it. You're going to Rome.
Amen.
Amen.
Great preaching, brother.
When you go through the rivers, they're not going to overtake you.
Amen.
When you're like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you're going to come out the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
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 The smell of smoke won't even be on your clothes when you get to Rome. Not even a hint of smoke on your clothes when you get to Rome.
Amen.
Mm. Hallelujah. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of John, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. I'd give the whole world for you.
Sure.
The whole world. I'd change the heart of Pharaoh for you.
Amen. Yes.
If you needed it, Hillary Clinton would be president.
That's right.
Amen.
The whole world is in my hand.
Amen.
You're still going to Rome.
That's it.
Because you're mine.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable before the foundation of the world. He saw an image of Wes Willis. And he said, oh, he's so precious. He's so precious. Not only is he precious, but he's honorable. He's honorable too.
I love it.
honorable. You were precious and honorable. Sounds like kind of a prophecy, don't it? He was saying this about me. And I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for their life, your life. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get you to Rome. I don't care how many snakes. I don't care how many shipwrecks. I don't care what you have to go through. I don't care if the rivers overflowed you. I don't care if you're walking through the fire.
Come on.
You're mine. You're precious. You're honorable. Despite your mistakes, in spite of your faults, you're honorable. Hallelujah. I need this. I need this. Because I live with this. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name.
Amen.
For I have created him for my glory. Is his glory going to be tarnished? Is his glory going to have some kind of defect in it?
Mm-mm.
He created you for his glory.
Amen.
And it won't be tarnished.
No.
It won't have any defects.
No.
So guess what? We aren't going to be tarnished.
No.
We're not going to have any defects. We're going to Rome.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Even every one that is called by name, my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us the former things. There's all kinds of religions, all kinds of claims.
Oh, yes.
He says, bring them forth. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Right, Muslims, you make a big boast.
Sure.
Let's see what you got.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mormons, denominational people. This one and that one, this sect, that sect, Buddhists, whatever. Bring all your nations together. Who can declare this? Who can declare this? Who can declare that he's done a work like this in their lives?
That's right.
Amen.
Who can declare that they're going to Rome? Who can see it being manifested in them? You can have a mental concept. You can be really sincere.
Yes, sir.
Such hard effort that these people must go through to believe like they believe. There's no substance to it.
Right.
There's no substance. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses.
That's it.
Saith the Lord. And my servant whom I have chosen. What? Chosen.
that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. You were chosen before God was God. Hallelujah! You were chosen before God was God. How could we go wrong? How could we miss out on Rome? We were chosen before. Hallelujah. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved and showed that there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord God. Or saith the Lord, that I am God. We cannot have idols in our lives.
Amen.
Because we are being a witness that God is God.
Right. Amen.
So when we've got these things that we've attached ourselves to, we're in trouble. Because we can't be the right kind of witness if we attach ourselves to these things of this world.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yea, before the day was, I am He. And I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. And who shall let it?
Yes, sir.
I will work. And who shall let it? The bride. Me. It's up to you to say you, but me. Understand that we are going somewhere. And I can pull for you. And I can cheer you on. I could try and encourage you, but I got to take care of me. And you got to take care of you. And those of you parents that have done what the Scripture said to do, raise them up in the way that they should go.
That's it.
And when they grow old, they will not depart from it.
That's right. I believe it.
Did I not just read, thus saith the Lord?
Yes.
We can't make them bride.
No.
But we can do everything that we can do and embrace the promise.
Amen.
He's not failed. He's not come short.
No. Amen.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But Brother John, they look so lost. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
When you had that child, you had Rome in mind. You had Rome in mind. And you raised them the very best that you could. And you embraced Rome. And you dedicated them to God.
Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
Say, God, I've done what I can do. I'm embracing your promise. I'm embracing thus saith the Lord. What else can we do?
That's it.
It looked hopeless for me. It did. If I were to go to my hometown and tell them I was preaching, whoo, we'd have plenty of attendees. Say, I got to see this. Because I was a snake handler. Yeah. A lot of you were too. Guess what? God said, you're going to Rome. You're going to Rome. I don't care how many times you get bit. I don't care how far down you went. I don't care how hopeless it looked. You're going to Rome. Hallelujah. There is nothing going to stop us. Nothing. John, that sounds awfully definitive. It is definitive.
Amen.
It is. Be encouraged.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I am looking forward to tomorrow. I'm not pulling the covers up. I'm going to bounce out of bed. Say, come on, devil, what do you got? I'm going to Rome. Brother John, you got so many problems. I'm still going to Rome. You got so much going on. I'm still going to Rome. There's no demon out of hell that's going to stop me. There is nothing going to take me and divert me away from Rome. Ask Jonah. Go ahead, ask him. Jonah, you going to Nineveh? Yes. He did his best to get out of it. I don't know how in the world that people are still going around in this message and that cannot see predestination. I can't see it. I called you by name.
Yes, sir.
Let's stand. I got to quit.
Good preaching.
Hallelujah. Isaac was a manifestation of Abraham's testimony. And it got tested. That boat, Rome, was a manifestation of Paul's testimony. And it got tested.
Yes, sir.
We have a goal. We have a purpose. We have a predestinated destination.
Amen.
That we are headed to.
Yes, sir.
And it don't matter how many shipwrecks we get into. It don't matter how many times a snake bites us. It don't matter how we look at that mountain and say, God, how are you going to do this? I can't connect the pieces because I've got this flesh in my way. I've got this thing in my way that it's a besetting sin and it seems like it's hitting me over and over and over again. I make mistake after mistake after mistake. How am I going to go up the mountain and back down again? My testimony is being tested right now. Every day you wake up, it's being tested. We're starting to see the manifestation of our testimony.
That's right.
We're not just camping around the message anymore. Understand what I'm saying? I love this message. I love what Brother Branham got us, where he's brought us. It's been God. I love it. But when I was a kid, it wasn't this.
That's right.
It was distorted and warped. I grew up thinking Brother Branham was infallible.
Oh my.
I did.
Oh my.
Not that anymore.
Amen.
The focus has changed. For a while there, we were talking so much about how that it's the Word, this Bible. And it is. It is. Absolutely. I'm not downplaying that. But we've turned another corner. We need this. We need the message. What's the last piece? Us. It's us. If this Word could be born in Mary, and surely it'll be born in you and me. We're turning a corner. We're starting to see. Rome is just over the next wave. We've been up the mountain. And we're understanding that the ram is in the thicket. He's provided a sacrifice. It wasn't so clear before. Going up the mountain, it wasn't so clear. Where is that sacrifice? How are you going to do this, God? We're going up to worship. And there's no sacrifice. I can't see it. But God says, I will provide for you a sacrifice. You are going to Rome. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one more scripture. This is another one of my favorites. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing. That he which hath begun a good work in John will perform it until we get to Rome. Hallelujah. This is my word. It's being written in me. It's for me. You take it if you want. That's not up to me. I want to encourage you. Take it. Embrace it. But if you don't want it, don't criticize me. Because I sure am happy this way. It's easy to get up in the morning when you know I can shake those snakes off in the fire. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, how we love you, Lord. Oh, Father, I'm so encouraged by your word, Lord. When I could see myself in it, Lord Jesus, it helps me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word, the way you bring it forth, Lord. It's a simple thought, Lord, but now more than ever, Lord Jesus, I believe you're telling us that you're in charge. You're the one who did it. You're the one who's going to finish it. Paul was going to Rome. Despite a shipwreck, despite 2 years of delay, despite whatever it might be, he was going to get there. Lord, we're going to get there. And the smell of smoke's not going to be on our garment. We're going to walk right through the fire, Lord Jesus. We're going to come out the other side. Lord, how we love you. We thank you for it. It's for your glory and your honor, Lord Jesus. We realize, Father, we realize that it's you and your amazing grace, Father. I pray, Father, for each one that, Lord Jesus, if they would just embrace this word, Father, and take it, each one would be able to recognize themselves in that scripture, Father. So be with each one, Lord. We ask it in your name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Still grace. Still grace. Amazing grace.
Just really good tonight, wasn't it? And you know, I determined one thing while Brother John was preaching. If we never see each other again after tonight, I'll see you in Rome. We'll see each other in Rome, won't we? Amen. You believe that tonight? Praise the Lord. Just really appreciate Brother John. God bless you tonight. Have you enjoyed church? God bless you tonight as you leave service this weekend. Let's just come back looking for what God will do for us again. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. We're gonna wear a crown. Gonna wear a crown. Wear a bright and shiny crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. God bless you, church. Gonna wear a crown.